that was music from Like Bears off their 2020 album that was sure to go to number one with a bullet if it wasn't for that pesky global pandemic killing people with a virus. That was the problem. That was the problem. But it's okay, it's being remedied because the boys have a new album they're working on. They have new singles and they're taking it on tour starting with tomorrow night. They're going to Nanaimo to play the Nanaimo Bar. Big question, are you guys going to get Nanaimo bars while you're in Nanaimo and eat them in the Nanaimo bar?
We have yet to do it, but tomorrow could be the day.
I might have been on the ferry. I think I might have got a Nanaimo bar on the ferry, maybe. I don't know. I've lived here my whole life, so the novelty of a Nanaimo bar is kind of lost on me now.
Yeah, but
when I was eight, I got pretty excited for Nanaimo bars.
But have you ever ate one in Nanaimo, in the Nanaimo bar?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, there's so many layers of being inside.
Pirate chips was right next to it, and they would like deep fry. They'd deep fry anything. I think the deep fry Nanaimo bars was like.
Yeah. There's no laws on the island. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you could deep fry a wallet.
I think shut down for. Like
deep frying wallets.
They got shut down for doing whatever they wanted.
They were godless over there.
Jesus Christ.
They have no laws on the island.
Maritime law.
Yeah, the cops don't know how to get on a boat. Just do whatever they want.
It's a lawless state. Cops can't swim. We all know this. Leo, before we went off air, we played the last song. Drown Line, is that right?
Yeah.
Drown Line? I thought I made a typo, and it was Down Line. No, Drown Line. You said you had a hilarious story.
It wasn't hilarious.
Well, you told me you had a story.
It's an interesting anecdote.
Some kind of story that could fill radio air time.
We got 26 minutes and 20 seconds, though.
So when we were recording that song, Colin kind of had this direction. He said, get Ryan.
Me.
Him. Yeah. To solo a whole bunch of times. And just cut the best parts out from all of those takes.
Yeah, that's how people do it. That's what Pro Tools is for.
But he just like improvised every single time. And so we did that. And then Colin came in and then recorded his own solo. And then so I had to mix together five of Ryan's solos to make one cohesive solo. And then in the other ear, we have his solo going at the same time. So you can't tell when you're listening to it, but that Ryan solo is actually like five different improvised solos put together.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of not learning the songs until we record them.
Hey!
Yeah.
Or a good habit.
Also, I would say Colin's directions weren't good.
I had said,
to be fair,
we're breaking up right now.
Non-repeating and just kind of like... I don't know. Big thing was non-repeating. Don't do like a one repeating riff. Do a little more free form, kind of, you know. But I guess I don't know.
I think it worked out great. I think it
turned out fine. Yeah.
We're breaking up now.
The tour's over. That's it.
We're not having a fight. We're not eating dessert anywhere.
We're just gonna stick to Chilliwack bars. Denny's, right? Oh yeah, we're gonna go to Denny's still.
Okay. Yeah, we used to be an Abbotsford tradition. We'd play a decent amount of shows in Abbotsford, and we'd go to Denny's after every show.
We go to Denny's literally every tour, at least once. There has to be like a 2 a.m. Denny's stop for sure.
We're gonna have to do that. I wish you didn't mention that because have to.
I think they close like at least in like around here. Like they close like 1 o'clock or something. No, like they're not 24 hours now. Or
there were the one in Coquitlam. There was 24 hours.
Okay, maybe it's just the Abbotsford ones, but they're like maybe. Both Abbotsford ones do close now for.
I don't know. Some places get really sketchy after 1 in the morning.
That's
we had a 24 hours restaurant in Ridge for a very long time called Bobby Socks, and you'd go in there at like 2 o'clock on like a Wednesday, and it was. Unique inside, let's say.
Is that not there anymore?
Bobby Sox is still there. They just stopped being 24 hours like a while ago.
I love Bobby Sox.
Yeah, it's a good time.
We Ryan injured his hand, and I had to drive him to a hospital in Maple Ridge.
Oof, you went to our hospital?
Yeah.
Not a good one.
They had. That's the only one place they could take me, I guess.
But yeah, we went to Bobby Sox after, and Ryan's hand is just, he can't use it. I'm just watching him like try to cut an egg. And it was just so sad. I loved it.
Memories.
It was like truly pathetic.
That's the best quote I've ever heard all day. It was so sad. I loved it.
Cooked egg?
What?
Yeah. I just think if you took like a raw, like just an unbroken, you try to cut it out, that should be kind of different.
No, he brought his own uncracked egg and tried to cut it with a butter knife.
So. When you say trying to cut an egg, the first thing that comes to mind is you got a just an unbroken egg in front of you, trying to cut it.
No one's ever thought that.
No, I didn't think that for a second, but no, I like where your head's at. It's just we've run out of backing track, and we've been chatting here about mostly diners. you guys,
shout out to Denny's.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yes, right. Denny's, if you want to, I know you're listening. Please, yeah. I can't take donations.
This is Denny's. One in about 45 minutes.
Oh, the diarrhea is not as bad as everyone says.
I'm happy for you. You guys brought instruments. You're going to grace us with a song live in studio. First live performance in the studio since we switched station studios. So hopefully this goes okay. I mixed it for like 5 seconds in the board here. It sounds all right. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
What's the song called?
This song is one from our newest album. We just released this single.
Ooh.
And this song is called Muscle Memory.
Ooh. Take it away.
Next door, howling away. But I can't block him out this time. Too many voices in my mind. I don't care what he has to say. He sings his mournful songs for 7 hours a day. But I know nothing of his past. Ins and outs of being gas, the types of things that cause him pain. Must you always whine and sing about old times? How things were so much better off before you died. Life to you is just a game, that's why a song remains the same. Facade he wears, he's tall and mighty as a bear. I wish he'd go and hibernate. Just live your ghostly life and love your ghostly wife. Be thankful you've got someone who can tolerate you. Cause there's no need to frown just cause you're in the ground. Take a look outside and watch the world unfolding. I'll say it once again, that's why a song remains the same. Once again, that's why a song remains the same.
It's muscle memory.
Woo! Oh,
he's doing so well.
Yeah.
That's really pretty, guys.
That's as much applause as we get at our shows, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was just me there, like, yeah. Just watching and applauding. So, I mean, you'd think it would sound the same.
Now imagine 5 more people.
Standing outside.
Tour.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Next band.
Drinking alley beers. That was very pretty, boys.
Thank you.
Y'all sing real sweet songs.
Thank you.
That's very good. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the other single that's on your Bandcamp, is that the same song that you guys just played, but live?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I shouldn't cut to that, is what you're telling me.
Correct.
I mean, you can.
Unless you
want to
hear
your show.
You could do the record. They could do a side-by-side.
We could. Yes. Play that same song.
Yeah.
I mean, we can.
I think it's got pan flutes or something.
It's got studio magic in it.
We have
other
studio
songs. Magic. Do we?
Do you?
We have like at least 10 more.
You've got a few. I mean, you've got this the bear side, which is like the artwork of the tour poster.
Yep.
Should I play some off here? This is older though.
Yeah. We could also, if we could play some songs from the newer album that we haven't recorded yet.
You guys can do whatever you want. If you guys want to keep playing songs live, you're more than welcome to do that.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Do you want to do Split?
Let's do Split.
Okay.
All right, yeah, keep going. Good.
I just want to say that this chord, or this song, has a 6-9 chord in it.
But does it have an H chord?
Yes.
Sure.
Somewhere.
All right.
I never learned the alphabet after G.
You don't need it.
I'm really cramped in here.
How do you know the letter?
I heard Ryan say it.
Oh, okay. What is it? This is called Split. Running time. Everything you know. I will not be told otherwise. Why you dreaming of fallen gods, ruling a kingdom that never was? The world outside is a scary place. No real reason to show your face now. Is everything just a joke to you? Are you afraid of following through? Just take the summer and stay in bed. The world's a lot simpler when you're living in your head.
So stoked to play our song.
I like it. It's very good. We got 15 minutes left in the show, boys. What would you like to do with that time?
We haven't talked about.
What would you like to talk about? I can put some backing track on. We can just sit here and chat. Get to know each other.
I'm pretty sure the milkshakes at Rocco's Diner changed my life.
Really? How so?
I called my mom. I told her I was going back to school.
Yeah, that was the moment. You're like, oh man, that peanut butter strawberry milkshake.
And she said, you want to be a mechanic?
Yeah.
Actually, Rocco's had nothing to do with that story. The other half is true, though.
Yeah, we got that.
I'm happy for you. So what else do we need to talk about? You guys got the new singles out. Mm-hmm. You guys are currently working on a new album, which I know the title of, and some of the people that were listening to the live stream know. I don't know if you want to put it out publicly on air, if you want to keep it a secret.
We can
secret
do it. No, we can do it.
Should we do it like a dude? No.
I don't even remember what it is.
It's okay. You also don't remember the song, so
I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah.
The album is going to be called Today I Will Be Disco Cactus.
That's a little Nanaimo trivia.
Yeah. Nanaimo and Disco Cactus?
Yeah.
That's the correlation?
So in Nanaimo, in downtown, I guess there was like at the Nanaimo Arts something. What is it?
Right around the corner from White Sails Brewing, there's this sign put way up high on a telephone pole. And it has a picture of a cactus. And it just says, Today I Will Be Disco Cactus. And we're like, we love that sign. And like, I went on like this manhunt to like find like where that sign came from, and so we could get permission to use it. And it turns out it was just, it was given anonymously, but I contacted the organizer of the event, and he gave us blessing and permission to use that.
Is that going to be the album cover?
That's set. We're going to like redraw it essentially. But
just make that.
Well, I mean, like, it's that is great, but it's also a photo.
A photo of a picture of a painting?
Yeah. It will look basically exactly
It'll
like
look
that.
Glad, maybe a little brighter edges, but yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, we love that.
Our whatever we want to name an album, it's always a very long, drawn up. There's a lot of puns. That go in. There's a lot of stupid names that go in for a while.
And Disco Cactus is the one that
Disco
rose
Cactus
to the top.
Disco Cactus took it, yeah. Well, I think we're actually starting to close in on a release, like on actually get in out there. And so it was like, okay, we got to stop messing around and actually pick it. Because literally,
normally,
at least 2 years, we've been trying to figure out a name.
What was another runner up?
Do your stupid
Leo line. And I have been fighting very hard.
Yeah,
for
we've been campaigning.
Yeah.
We may settle and may name the next project this. We wanted to call it Perfectly Legal and Very Cool.
It's never hit that. The name has to hit that.
It doesn't get to the lizard brain part.
It gets mine.
But it's got to hit that thing.
I mean, he wanted to, but we should call it Brendan Fraser and then just put Brendan Fraser on the cover.
I didn't come up with that. I just really liked it. And I this mean, was before he won, what was it, a Grammy or something?
The Grammy for Best Actor.
So this was before that. We're not jumping on the
Grammy's
fucking
music call.
No, it's fine. No, he's right. It's the Grammy for Best Actor.
The Grammy of movies.
Yes.
But I was like, Colin, you can't just steal someone's name and like this.
I mean, Brendan Fraser seems like a nice enough guy that he probably wouldn't sue.
But I was thinking if we put it Brendan Fraser like bears and we have his picture on it, then I think a lot of people are going to think that Brendan Fraser has recently started putting out music and his first album is called Like Bears.
That's why you get sued.
Or that he just likes bears.
Because then like all these fans of Brendan Fraser would be checking it out and it would be very confusing.
But all these deep arty people that are really into The Whale, they're like, oh, let's see what he's working on.
We could have gotten in early and then he would have won his, it's not a Grammy.
It's Oscars.
Oscars, thank you. I don't know these things.
That's fine.
I have no idea what I'm talking
Colin
about.
Just got the internet like last year.
That's true. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were so excited when he got a phone that wasn't a flip phone.
Oh yeah, I had it up until about a year and a half ago. I had a flip phone.
Your life was probably so much better.
To be honest, I hate texting on smartphones.
I mean, I like texting on smartphones. That's the only thing I like having a real keyboard.
Oh, I actually prefer the T9. I would much rather.
How do you prefer T9?
I just prefer it's a natural button, and it's not like it's like the keys on a smartphone.
You know, they have haptic feedback, right? Like, you can feel yourself typing.
I know, but it's just, I don't know, the keys are, like, that big, and my thumb is this big, and it's hard to,
Have you learned how to use swipe text?
Yeah. Swipe
is useful.
Voice-to-text?
I use voice-to-text all the time. Doesn't work out.
I just text and get angry.
I mean, fair. That seems like a better way to go about life. That's really the true purpose of a smartphone is just the experience should make you upset.
I guess.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much the market that they're trading in right now.
I'm pretty sure Colin just discovered the cat that wants a cheeseburger like a few months ago.
That and breading.
There's this cat out there.
Bad grammar.
You see.
Awesome.
Have you heard of this online cartoon called End of Z World?
It's a pretty good one.
What about this E-bombs? Trogdor?
Yeah, rotten.com.
Oh, no.
What? No? No. Oh, all right. Let's play something. Speaking of it, let's just listen to this song. It's called Cat Brains.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this one's good. This was a country nominated a song from the Fraser Valley Music Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it win?
Some reason
no.
we didn't win.
Just nominated.
Yeah. Just nominated.
Right. It was Cow's Brain.
It's a slow, slow right week.
Yeah.
At the VMAs.
That was the hit country Chilliwack Fraser Valley Music nominated.
Nominated, yep.
Single with a bullet.
All the words in the right order.
Yep. Cat Brain by Like Bears off of their seminal album, The Bear Side, from 2018. It's timely.
Yes.
It's before the world changed.
Oh, yeah.
The before times. It's a long, long ago. You guys have been listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones. I've been hanging out here with the boys from Like Bears. That's the right amount. No. Don't take it back. Now you had your chance.
Us. Hey, we are not Like Bears. We are Johnny Bones.
You are Like Bears.
I am like, I do
back
like
to
Bears.
You like Bears.
Yes.
Hey, we're all going to switch places. We'll be the hosts.
Cool. I get to go on tour. Excellent. You guys got to talk to the guys from Survive the Night podcast next week then. Okay.
Yep.
All right, cool. Where am I playing tomorrow then? Nanaimo? That's where I'm going?
Mm-hmm. Right, Nanaimo so. Bar, you're going to eat a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys going to play me one more song, yeah? This has gone off the rails.
Stop playing with that.
We got one more.
Yeah, we got one more. This song's called Where Will I Go?
Where will you go?
Nanaimo, tomorrow at the Nanaimo Bar, 9:30 we play.
Literally just said that.
That is a smooth segue.
Like Bears, you're so dumb.
Now I say my head's been getting getting bigger for some time. And I say, promise me I'll pop it before it gets out of line. I may not be one in a million, but I'm at least one in 10,000. That's a certainty to me. But I know not everybody needs to know that anyway. Touches on what you've known all along. Yes, I'm ugly, but when I look in the mirror, don't you know that I'm still smiling, 'cause I've still got all my teeth. And that's all a man from Chilliwack really needs. Where will I go? Bursting at their fragile seams, and this uniform was crafted in my father's early dream. 'Cause I know I should be down and out and throwing up my hands, but these words ain't gonna run themselves. All they do is scream, where will I go? Where will I go?
Oh, that's lovely, boys.
Thank you.
That's lovely. Very good. Well, that's pretty much it for this week, folks. We're pretty much out of here. If you guys like Red Radio, you can hear us each and every Thursday night from the hours of 9 to 10 p.m. You can find us on cgsf.ca, on your radio dial at 90.1 FM, and on fucking Facebook at facebook.com/redradio. Like Bears, thank you so much for hanging out with me this past hour. It's been a pleasure and a joy. I'm glad to see you guys are still at it after all these years. I feel like I've been playing with you guys for a long time. And I'm glad you're out on the road. The tour is looking awesome. I wish you all the best of luck on it.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. I forgot that I had Leo's mic down because his guitar was